Founded in 1786, Thorston is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Thorston and the Veterans Coalition will once again host one of the best Veterans Day parades in Missouri on Sunday, November 8th, featuring military vehicles from different conflicts, veterans in uniform, floats, marching bands, and a patriotic pride in our nation. The parade will start near Old St. Ferdinand Shrine and proceed up historic St. Francis Street, down St. Catherine Street, and on to Egan Center for a short ceremony to pay tribute to our veterans. Thorston residents, please note the last informational meeting on Proposition S for Safe Thorston Streets will be held Thursday, October 29th at Egan Center. Learn from Thorston Police Chief Timothy Lowry why Thorston is asking for a quarter-cent sales tax for street safety maintenance on the November 3rd ballot. Visit ThorstonMo.com for news on our beautiful city and details on Proposition S for Safe Thorston Streets.
Nearly 2.5 million older adults suffer from RSV each year, many of whom need to be hospitalized. RSV is a viral infection that may affect the lower respiratory tract and spreads between people. If you're 60 or older and in good general health, you may be able to participate in a research study being conducted by Sundance Clinical Research to evaluate an experimental vaccine to prevent this disease. Those who qualify for this RSV vaccine research study will be eligible for compensation. Further, participants who have not had a flu vaccine this year will be offered a standard flu vaccine at no cost if they would like to receive it.
The experimental vaccine evaluated in the study cannot cause RSV. To learn more about this study and to help make a difference, call Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. Or visit www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com. That's www.sundanceclinicalresearch.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
Your old car on the lawn for sale is standing there in shame. Replaced by brand new wheels so new, it has no name. So give that car to Goodwill now. Don't wait another day. It can help a person find a job. What more is there to say? Donate your car to Goodwill. Running or not, and get a tax deduction. Call 314-241-3464 or visit mersgoodwill.org. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's the commitment to maintain an engine through the 300,000-mile mark. It's burning the midnight oil to finish a job most guys would rather hand off. It's loyalty, and it's why there's speed perks from Advance Auto Parts. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
We sincerely hope you're enjoying our new format here at Classical 550. Yes, of course, the Toccata in Fugue in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. You heard now to explain why D minor was the scariest key, musicologist Dan Strauss. Dan?
Because when you played it, it was scary.
That's the kind of insight into music you only get here on Classical 550 KTRS. Also, we were out of other music that sounded scary, and we refused to play Monster Mash. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, here on the Big 550 KTRS. Here along with Dan Strauss, I am Paul Harris. Ian Geis is running the control board. That's Toccata and Fugue in A major. Anybody knows that.
Yeah. That's a little scary.
By Johann Schanenbach.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote that. Didn't take very long either.
Time now to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can play right now by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. If you don't know about the Harris Challenge, it is our topical trivia quiz of the week, the best way to start your weekend. And here's how it works. We're going to give each of our contestants five questions to answer in a 60-second time span. One-pointer, two-pointer, three-pointer, four-pointer, five-pointer. If you do quick arithmetic, that's a total of 15 points. But our contestants don't need to get all of the points to win. They just have to get 8 points or better, slightly more than half, to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts. They were very popular last week.
Yes, they were.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have a gift card to Peroni's Pizza. Peroni's has great Italian food, and they have two locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon at M&P. Or from Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes. There's Paranormal Activity. Bridge of Spies, or The Walk to choose from. And we have, from Family Nuts, which is right here in Westport,
yep,
a free hand-dipped ice cream, or a half pound of Elite Chocolate or Nuts. And
this part of the show makes me really hungry.
I know. And if you get the clean sweep.
Yes, if you get all the questions right, we add a bonus prize.
We do. You'll get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
All right, that's what you're playing for. Let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Harris Challenge, where contestants like yourself get a unique broadcast opportunity called the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Perhaps you've arranged some commercial endorsement and need the airtime to cash in. Do that if you like, or suck up to the boss, or just shout out to the family. What would you like, Julie?
I just want to shout out to you guys. I love your show.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. I'm spilling out here for you to choose from. I guess we're going to probably have some Halloween-related stuff. But first, of course, it's the category that leads every week. It's called Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two. Oh, here we go with Halloween themes. 21st Century Scary Movies. Or you can have the third category, I Want Candy. What'll it be?
I'll take I Want Candy.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Julie, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which came first, Milky Way or Mounds?
Mounds.
Mounds is correct. What Halloween candy was created by the Wonderly Candy Company in the 1880s?
Good and Plenty.
Candy corn. What kind of candy did Ronald Reagan keep in a jar on his desk in the Oval Office?
Reese's Pieces.
Jelly beans. Within 20 years, when did Tootsie Rolls make their debut?
1912.
It was 1896, so you get the points. Now here's the five-pointer for the win. Halloween is the number one holiday for candy sales. What is the number two holiday for candy sales?
Valentine's Day?
You know what? I would have guessed that, too. Valentine's Day is number three. Easter is number two.
Ah.
Because of all the chocolate bunnies whose heads we all want to bite off. So, Julie, I'm sorry. That plus the cream eggs that my wife will eat any time of the year. Julie, you got the one and the four, and unfortunately that's only 5 points. And if you're a regular listener, you know that if you don't win, you get punished here on the Harris Challenge, sometimes by extraneous Bach music.
Yeah.
But we were thinking, we put our heads together and thought, well, let's do something Halloween-related. What kind of punishment music is there for Halloween? Is there something, I don't know, witches? A lot of women like to dress up as witches at Halloween. And that's when we said, well, if only we had a song about witches sung by a really bad German singer. That's how you end up, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. Klaus Nomi.
Sounds good so far.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy heads. Wrap your eyes, get out of bed. The wicked witch is dead. She's calling
the sing.
And ring the bells
out.
Hi-ho,
sing it low.
Let them know the wicked witch is there.
All right, Klaus, that's enough for now. Let me move on to our second contestant on the challenge today. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Joe from Maryland Heights.
Okay. Which category would you like, Joe? We have you been paying attention?
I was outside working, getting Halloween ready.
Okay. Joe, which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? 21st century scary movies, or our new third category, names in the news?
Oh, crap.
Wait, let me check. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You can't answer the question somebody already tried.
What's the... Repeat them again, please.
Have you been paying attention? 21st century scary movies or names in the news?
Names in the news.
All right, Joe, 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
What did Alcides Escobar do to the first pitch he faced in the World Series Tuesday night?
Inside the park home run.
Correct. Who was elected the new Speaker of the House this week?
Paul Ryan.
Correct. Which presidential candidate has called for the federal decriminalization of marijuana this week?
Pass.
Which former Speaker of the House pleaded guilty in federal court this week, facing charges of paying hush money to cover up sexual misconduct and lying about it to the FBI?
Pass.
Here's your 5-pointer. Which member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, who is the all-time leading scorer in international soccer history, announced her retirement this week?
Oh, I know that. Darn it. All right, can't get it.
5 seconds. Take a guess at one of them. The soccer player is Abby Wambach. The former Speaker of the House is Dennis Hastert. And the pot-loving presidential candidate is Bernie Sanders. I don't mean to say that he loves pot.
That's my last name.
I don't mean to put it that way. So you're Joe Sanders?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put your name right up here next to the three on the scoreboard, Joe.
All righty, buddy.
And that means don't go anywhere, Joe. Take it like a man.
All right, I'll hang on.
All right, because you have to be punished.
Yeah.
Klaus?
You can sing along.
Where is Klaus? I think he comes back at some point. I'm going to guess right here. Klaus? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm being punished here. There you go.
For Jim Neighbors.
Okay.
Oh!
Joe, have a happy Halloween. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, sir.
All right, here's our third contestant now, and that is Mark. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hello, everybody.
Wow. That was really good, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Like,
I'm going to play the whole game like this, too.
Okay.
Oh, good grief.
Schmeagle and Ren?
Ren and Skippy?
No, okay, all right, I'll stop.
Sounded a little bit like it might have been Peter Lorre.
Yeah.
I thought first one was Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings. Maybe.
Or Touch by Precious.
Oh,
is that what it was?
Okay.
That's what I was going for.
All right.
Okay.
Mark, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? 21st century scary movies, or so that's who's scaring me so much?
We'll do the scary movies.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these unleashed bloodthirsty creatures on a small town in the 2007 movie? Was it The Mist, The Fog, or Bloodstorm?
Let's go with The Fog.
The Mist.
No.
What is the name of the flesh-eating zombie sequel to 28 Days Later?
Is that the one starring Sandra Bullock?
No, that was 28 Days. That was different.
I do not know. Pass.
Okay. Three-pointer. What is the title of the 2012 Chris Hemsworth, Kristen Connolly movie, Blank in the Woods?
Wow. I'm really bad at this.
Fill in the blank there. Blank in the Woods. You want to skip it?
I'll skip it for right now.
What's the name of the movie about people who died within a week of watching a VHS tape?
The Ring.
Correct. Because I stumbled, I'm going to give you a shot at the five-pointer here, because I really don't want to hear Klaus again, and I'm hoping you get this right. According to IMDb, in what 2014 horror movie was a young woman followed by an unnatural supernatural force after getting involved in a sexual encounter?
It Follows.
That is It Follows.
All right.
And by the way, I think it's the plot of 205 other movies that fall into the horror genre. It was Cabin in the Woods was the three-pointer, and after 28 days later, they made 28 weeks later.
Oh, I would say 29 days.
I'm looking forward to 28 fortnights later. That's the next one in the series. You got the four and the five, Mark. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Excellent.
All right, hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize while I bring in contestant number four. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
I ain't got nothing.
Okay.
After that last guy. How's that?
Have you been paying attention, or so that's who's scaring me so much?
Let's go, have I been paying attention, which I really haven't.
Okay. Well, now you get a chance to prove it, Chris, publicly. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state was a cop caught on video this week pulling a female student backward in her desk and dragging her out of the classroom?
I'm going to say Oklahoma.
South Carolina. Which country announced this week that it is doubling the amount of children that parents are allowed to have?
Let's say China.
Correct. Instead of one child per family, you can now have two. Which pharmacy company announced that it will buy its rival Rite Aid for $9.4 billion this week?
Let's pass on that one.
NASA's Cassini spacecraft swept through the icy spray emanating from Enceladus, which is a moon of which planet?
Cold moon, Saturn.
Correct. Which country just elected as its new president a comedian named Jimmy Morales?
Paraguay.
Guess at the pharmacy company. You got a better shot at that.
Rexall.
Rexall? Is there still a Rexall drug?
There's a Rexall drug where the Edmonton Oilers play. I know that.
Oh, it is the Rexall Drug Center.
The name of the venue. So.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, this was Walgreens that we needed.
Okay.
Walgreens. And Guatemala has a new president, a comedian named... Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Morales!
Wow!
The comedy stylings of your president! Wow. Of course, we can't really make fun of anybody else's elections, considering the way ours are going. And by the way, that cop who was caught on video pulling the girl in her desk and then dragging her out of there, at that high school today, Spring Valley High School in Richland County, South Carolina, hundreds of students walked out of class and into the school's atrium and demanded that Ben Fields, that deputy, be reinstated. They all like him at the school. They all hated the girl. The kids who walked out today, black and white kids, all feel like Ben Fields got a bad deal in getting fired from his job.
good for them.
I'm just reporting the news to you, Chris. You got the 2 and the 4 for only 6 points. Oh, no. We got to go back to Klaus and the witch. Okay. Once again, I have to make this public announcement. I'm sorry for the earworm I just put inside your head, which you will not be able to get out of your head all weekend long. Chris, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You want to plug something for a couple of seconds?
Yeah, I'm going to Double D Karaoke, which I own, and selling tequila shots tonight.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Good way to start the Halloween weekend for some people. Your category is another movie category. It's called So That's Who's Scaring Me So Much. You ready, Donna?
Sure.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What terrorizes a town in the movie Arachnophobia?
Spiders.
Correct. What is the name of the guy in the hockey mask in the Friday the 13th movies?
Jason.
Correct. Who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs?
Pass.
What character is the evil villain of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies?
Freddy.
Freddy Krueger is right. In what movie did Jack Nicholson break through a door and say, "Here's Johnny"?
I know what it is. Johnny, I can't think of it. The one up in the hill. Oh, crap. I know what it is. I can't think of it.
We need that or the guy who played Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. Here's Hannibal.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Oh, Donna.
Everybody in their cars right now are yelling at their radio.
Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lamb. And, well, let me just check with the judges on the Jack Nicholson one. Can we accept the one up on the hill, oh crap, as an answer?
No, that wasn't even the name of the hotel. It was the Overlook Hotel, wasn't
it? The Overlook Hotel in The Shining.
Yeah.
So, tell you what, Donna, we're going to send you some red rum. You're welcome.
Hello, Mrs. Torrance. Red rum.
Just step right into the bloody hallway.
Are you
going to
be warm from the tequila?
Yeah, you can get the same feeling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, that means for the fourth time today, I do have to punish you, Donna. Here we go. All right, the witch is dead, and so is the Harris Challenge for this week. Thank you very much for playing, Donna.
You're welcome.
If you want to catch up with previous instances of the Harris Challenge, I've got lots of them on my website, harrisonline.com. If you want to catch up with the next time we play, well, join me here next Friday, about 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS, and worldwide via KTRS.com.
And we're going to get a look at traffic now and go airborne with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you are traveling on eastbound 270, you're stacking up McDonald to 170, but things jam up again from New Florissant, or actually just a little bit west of or east of Highway 170 out through West Florissant, and that's due to a crash that had the right lane blocked, so bumper-to-bumper traffic there. They're also working with this accident on westbound Highway 40 at Clarkson. It's off on the right shoulder, but there was a little bit of a slowdown there. They've cleared that stall on eastbound 70 that was near Lucas and Hunt. Now, we do still look like we have traffic that's running slow from Bermuda back to Highway 170. Southbound 170 stacking up at Olive down through Highway 40. We're getting better on the bridge approach to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40 is slowing now from Union Station to the Poplar, but westbound 40, that's slow from Van Deventer all the way out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. No one would ever turn down a free, delicious Subway sandwich, so come into Subway on Tuesday, November 3rd, and buy any sub and 30-ounce drink and get a free sub to give away. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion. In an incredible limited-time offer, you can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value, free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years' experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The Mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com. Or 314-276-SOLD.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The Breeders' Cup Classic, a race for immortality. Saturday at Tradition Steve Keeneland Racecourse in Kentucky. Hello, Jay Randolph. Join me and handicapper Doug Knackman for an in-depth look at racing's richest race. It's brought to you by Fairmont Park, where you can watch and wager on the race, Taco Bell, and Del Mar Gardens. American Pharoah, the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years, heads the field. The Breeders' Cup Seminar tonight, 6:30 on KTRS.
When you shop, driving to one store, then another store, then another store is a hassle. That's why they invented shopping centers. All the stores in one place. It's that way with insurance at locally owned Weiss Insurance. Why have one insurance company for your home, another for your health, another for your business, and so forth? Weiss Insurance is your insurance shopping center, so you won't waste time calling 20 different insurance companies. Weiss Insurance does the shopping for you. Weiss Insurance, your insurance shopping center. Call 636-787-7777. Online at Weiss. Spelled Weiss-INS.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
This is Jim McMillan. This Saturday, my partner John Shea and me are taking the Inside Out Show to the Great Outdoors. That's Zix Great Outdoors at the corner of Clayton and Strucker Roads, just 1 mile west of Clarkson. At Zix, you'll find thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more. Zix Nursery is a beautiful place to be this time of the year, so join us this Saturday from 11 to 1 for the next edition of the Inside Out Show at Zix Great Outdoors.
For more information or directions, go to ZixGreatOutdoors.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And when you hear that music, you know it's time to go to Southern California for Mr. Mike Evans.
Ah, give me dip.
Little Paul here, St. Louis, Missouri.
How are you, Mike?
So, guess where I am?
I thought you were in Southern California, no?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, what are you doing
really?
There? I came out to surprise my daughter. I've been here a couple of days, actually.
Was she surprised?
Very surprised, and I couldn't say anything yesterday where I was going because my daughter, Natalie, in St. Louis, listens. So she flew out this afternoon with her family.
Oh,
nice.
Cool.
This is my boy Shane right now.
Very, very
cool.
Nice.
Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
No, he's asking the family if they're ready to go.
No.
They're going out to dinner, which Mike, as the generous father, will pay for, I'm sure.
What?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret says the sexiest eyes in Hollywood. That's your question. Did they say it's Margot Robbie from Wolf of Wall Street? Jennifer Lawrence for Hunger Games? Scarlett Johansson for Avengers? Is that the only one? That's sad.
Yeah, he missed two.
Yeah.
Emma Watson for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Police blotter, Nick Gordon's investigation looking into the murder of Bobby Christina has hit a huge snag. The snag is they are finding out from a lot of people that Bobby Christina took a lot of hard drugs on her own. So they may just close down the investigation against Nick Gordon.
Hmm.
Got a movie review for you, homie. Have you seen Burnt?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper, Uma Thurman, Sienna Miller.
Yeah.
Lily James. All tasty, but this thing's a little overcooked, burnt, a little dry.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it'll satisfy your movie-going palate. See what I did there?
I see. Yeah, well, are you saying it's well done?
Hey!
No!
Hey, everybody.
I said it was overcooked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rated R, 140 minutes, 2.5 stars.
You know, that kind of comedy is rare.
Oh, my God. Well done and rare in the same. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Mike,
this is crazy.
Mike, did you see Room, the Brie Larson movie?
I did not.
It is devastating, psychologically devastating, but fantastic performances. Go check it out if you can. Room.
I will.
Okay.
Odds and ends celebrities. Celebrities, a couple of rich celebrities that live on Malibu Beach are actually trying to keep the general public from walking on a public walkway from the street to the Malibu Beach because their property runs right alongside the walkway. They don't want the general public walking by their property.
Of course not.
Yeah. It's
unbelievable.
Gad.
Britney Spears just bought her 11th house. She has made a lot of money flipping houses in the last 8 or 9 years.
Hmm.
She has a full-time real estate agent, does nothing but look for houses that she can get a good deal, so do a little fix-up and turn around and sell them. And she's making like $800 to $1.2 million per house.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah. New book by Roger Stone with the help of the Arkansas Secret Service and Federal Secret Service. In the book, it talks about Hillary Clinton's temper and how she actually would attack Bill Clinton back in the old days when he'd wander off the reservation. And they seem to agree that if it wasn't Hillary Clinton, the same situation, whoever it was, would probably be thrown in jail.
Hmm.
Man.
Interesting. Book sounds good. New York Post headline, 11-year-old girl drew a picture of a man that she saw coming out of the house that robbed their house. And the drawing led to an arrest.
Wow.
11-year-old. New York Post headline screamed, to sketch a thief.
That's good.
Date in history today, Henry Winkler's birthday.
Nicest guy in show business.
I like him.
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No, I do. I said nicest guy in show business. I'm serious.
Oh. How old is he?
Who do you think has the sexy size according to Victoria's Secret? Margot Robbie, Jennifer Lawrence, Scarlett Johansson, Emma Watson.
Ian, I'm going to let you try first.
I will say Emma Watson.
I'm going to go Scarlett Johansson.
I'm going to go Margot Robbie.
The answer is Margot Robbie.
Thank you.
And it's Aloha Friday. Open your mind. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Everybody have a great weekend. I hope your team wins, including the World Series, Kansas City, with four of them. Come on, man. Little Yokalani, Lani, Yanni, O, J, L, O, 2, and a cock in the hot now. Who, 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 who,
That's Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Remember, that's KTRS, where the T stands for quality. And now a plug for Dan and his band.
Oh, the Southside Johnny Band playing at Brewski's in O'Fallon tomorrow night, 9 till 1. Brewski's is on right just off of K, just south of the Page Extension. There's going to be costume prizes and stuff, a costume contest, and we're going to have a joke-telling contest with some prizes, too, to give away. So come out and join us.
All right, time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-653-2456, or the STL Taxi app. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Avila, Indiana, where Allie Carter was hunting waterfowl at Tri-County Fish and Wildlife last weekend when she set her 12-gauge shotgun on the ground by her feet. That's when her dog, a 10-year-old chocolate lab, walked over and stepped on the gun, causing it to fire and hit Allie in the left foot. She was taken to a hospital by another hunter, but the real reason this qualifies as a knuckleheads in the news story is the name of the dog that fired the gun. Trigger. And speaking of names, in Rushville, New York, a cop tried to pull over a driver in a 2002 Audi A6, but he wouldn't stop, and a high-speed car chase ensued. The guy weaved through Yates County at speeds over 100 miles an hour for about 6 minutes before deputies deployed stop sticks, puncturing the vehicle's tires. They finally got the driver in custody. The irony of this story isn't that the guy was speeding in Rushville. It's that he had legally changed his name to, I'm not making this up, Indiana Jones. Did that a couple years ago because he wanted more adventure in his life. Oh, he got adventure and a few hours in jail before he made bail. And speaking of movie characters, how about the story from Odessa in the Ukraine, where a man dressed as Star Wars character Chewbacca was arrested for allegedly violating campaign laws with the support of Darth Vader for mayor. Police say Chewie was violating the law against campaigning on Election Day when he arrived in costume at the polling place. He was arrested and fined. And by the way, when they fine you in the Ukraine, it is a deterrent. The guy had to pay $8.
What?
Oh, man.
By the way, Vader and Chewbacca and other Star Wars characters have previously waged write-in campaigns in local elections there as part of the Internet Party of Ukraine. That's an actual political party there. Been active for a few years, and as for Darth Vader, he is very popular in Odessa. The city just unveiled a statue of Darth Vader created from an old statue of Vladimir Lenin. And we'll finish today with a story from Branson, Missouri. 69-year-old John Litton showed up for the 7th annual Stone County Monopoly Tournament, but he got violent when he was told that he couldn't register because he had engaged in unsportsmanlike conduct during last year's game. I don't know what that means. Did he steal the free parking money? I don't know. But he started hitting people until the cops showed up and arrested him for third-degree assault and disturbing the peace and trespassing. And because he didn't have a get-out-of-jail free card, he was ordered held without bond or until he rolls doubles. I think that's how that works.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Have a very happy Halloween. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Mike and Colin and Tim and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
And it's time for a final check on traffic as we head into this holiday weekend, or Halloween weekend, rather. Tim?
Dan.
Sorry.
Tim, that's all right.
I don't know why I thought it a holiday weekend.
Well,
but
it's kind of a holiday.
Yeah, I guess it is a holiday, I guess.
All right.
The national holiday of Satanists.
It is. All right.
There we go. For the most part, the highways have all thinned out. They've cleared the accident southbound 55 at Richardson Road. The big problem right now is on eastbound 270, and that's at West Florissant. You only have the left lane that's getting through. Traffic is a solid jam now. It looks like a parking lot approaching McDonald all the way around the bend through West Florissant. Then you have a little slow traffic on southbound 170 from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 looks good. Westbound 40 just slow now from Hampton through McCausland, and a little bit heavy right at Highway 270. In this traffic report brought to you by Subway, no one would ever turn down a free, delicious Subway sandwich. So come into Subway on Tuesday, November 3rd, and buy any sub and 30-ounce drink and get a free sub to give away. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
No one would ever turn down a free, delicious Subway sandwich, so stop by Subway on Tuesday, November 3rd, and buy any sub and 30-ounce drink and get a free sub to give away.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dean.
All right, goodbye, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, after a tragedy in Las Vegas, cryotherapy in St. Louis. What is it? Is it safe?
Yeah, it's safe, all right.
New technology is giving firefighters an advantage over the flames.
And now one city is taking extra precautions to prevent another Halloween tragedy.
But first on Fox, we're only hours before Halloween. Vandals in Belleville play some expensive tricks on residents.
They went crazy with spray paint. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live to show us some of the damage. Rocky.
Well, Sandy, armed with cans of spray paint like this one here,